USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Some have given up, but other travelers trying to make it across the USA for Christmas are pressing on. Las Vegas resident Samantha Stevens and her husband spent the night in a comfortable hotel near Houston's Hobby Airport after a very long day that was supposed to land them in New York City.
We were supposed to leave yesterday at 7 a.m. That one got canceled. Then it was 1:30 that got canceled. Then it was 8:20. That left Vegas about 4.5 hours late. We got to Houston 4.5 or 5 hours late. And as we were dozing at the gate waiting for our 9:30 to go to Tampa and then New York, it was canceled.
As of this morning, FlightAware counts nearly 1,200 canceled flights and more than 500 delayed. The storm-related death toll is now at least 16. Nearly a million customers are still without power. Power companies in at least 13 states are asking you to conserve as much as possible, and Christmas Day could still see rolling blackouts in parts of the USA. In Buffalo, New York, Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars says even if they wanted to, police, fire, and other first responders just couldn't respond.
Many of our emergency vehicles were stuck as they were trying to respond to calls last night, to the point where we could not guarantee emergency service in an area that roughly has about 500,000 people.
Buffalo's airport will be closed at least until Monday morning. There is some light at the end of this snowy, windy, freezing tunnel, according to meteorologist Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service.
Main impacts now are still seeing some lake effect snow, primarily off of Lake Erie near Buffalo and then off of Lake Ontario. And it's still cold over a lot of the eastern part of the country, but not as extreme of cold as we saw yesterday and the day before.
But another system's gathering strength in the Pacific due to hit the coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California starting Monday. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare, ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A bit of good holiday news when it comes to the flu. The CDC says after a strong start, the flu is decreasing in many parts of the USA. Flu hospital admissions dropped for the second straight week, and doctor visits related to the flu are down for the third week in a row. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot's back to oh my territory. Nobody won on Friday, so the next drawing on Tuesday will be worth more than half $1 billion. It'll be the sixth largest prize in Mega Millions history. And nobody won the Saturday night Powerball drawing, so that prize goes to just over $200 million for Monday's drawing. Coming soon to an Adidas store near you, Kanye West sneaker. Without any reference to West or Yee or the Yeezy brand. TMZ reports, since it cut ties with West, Adidas is sitting on more than half $1 billion worth of Yeezy shoes, and it plans to sell them unbranded. One of the first things the new mayor of Los Angeles is doing is undoing one of the last things done by her predecessor. Karen Bass has rescinded outgoing Mayor Eric Garcetti's executive order to find a way to light up the famous Hollywood sign. Garcetti's order, signed on his final day in office last week, would have established a program to allow the big sign in the Hollywood Hills to be illuminated. But neighbors have objected. They cite traffic, the impact on wildlife, and just overall safety in the area. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.